click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
We're going to take a look at Blue Label Telecoms. I remember being first introduced to this company well over a decade and a half ago, and it was really complex to understand at the time. The fact that they sell airtime, but also at some point invested heavily in technology, and not only in South Africa, but across the globe, largely in emerging markets like Brazil, where at the time they had a company called Grupo Bimbo. And one of the key taglines was the fact that anywhere you're able to buy a loaf of bread, you'd be able to access their technology to purchase airtime and, of course, buy electricity. Since then, Blue Label Telecoms has evolved as a business, even changing its name slightly. Now going to be referred to as Blue Label Unlimited. This will take place from the 3rd of September, following some adjustments and changes to their name. They published their results today, and they have seen a slight improvement within their headline earnings per share, essentially seeing an improvement from the 600 million rand that was reported last year, now moving over to 4 billion. To give us some insight into these numbers and, of course, some context around their operations and strategy with Cell C going forward, we're joined by a good friend of the show, Jan Vermeulen, editor at My Broadband. Jan, always good to speak to you. I know that if I think I know Blue Label Telecoms very well, you know it even better because you've deep dived into the numbers. And it's one that you've been tracking and following behind the Levi brothers at the helm of the business for well over a decade.
It's a pleasure to be here this evening, and I'll do my best on Blue Label, but as you said, it is an extremely complicated business, and or rather the business is relatively simple, but the numbers are difficult to understand. I think these last few years of Blue Label's investment in Cell C, these financial statements are going to go in business textbooks in South Africa one day as that revenge of the lecturer to go, aha, decipher this, what's going on here.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe let's talk through some of those numbers, right? Because if we do take a look at a number of headlines commenting that the results are actually very resilient, that they've seen more than a 200% increase in their earnings per share, but shareholders are not convinced. The share price is weaker by 17% today at the close of the market. Help us unpack the dynamics and the metrics here.
Yeah, sure. So I'm not an analyst, but listening to the analysts speak about Blue Label in the run-up to these results, I'm pretty sure this is a case of buy the rumor, sell the news. So there was a lot of excitement around Blue Label, everybody kind of knowing if they, you know, should take a bite of the apple, should they buy in? Because there's a lot of hype around Blue Label's potential spinning out of Cell C and listing it separately on the JSE. And so some speculative buying going on, running up the share price and people taking some profit. Now, while, it's a substantial drawdown, the Blue Label share price also had a massive run. So, I wouldn't read too much into the drop in share price today as it's probably taking profit. But, we'll see as the analysts weigh in over the next couple of days. Maybe there's something hidden in the pages of these financial results that they've seen that others maybe have missed. But it's by and large a relatively positive set of results, and perhaps a sign of Blue Label returning to its former glory. But it is in an increasingly competitive space. Mm-hmm. Digital vouchers is not the unique product proposition it used to be. Mm-hmm. Cell C is in a highly competitive space. And needs to start turning a consistent profit for them to be able to list it in a way that will get people interested in buying the share. So it's while things are looking up, it's not out of the woods necessarily.
Yeah, definitely not out of the woods. We both mentioned that it's quite a complex business or complex numbers to understand, and I'm aware that they've gone through a rebranding strategy to have their operations in 7 buckets. Blue Distribution Solutions, Platform Solutions, Energy, Media, Data and AI, Training Solutions, as well as Telco Solutions, where I believe Cell C will essentially fall under. Given this, diversification strategy, but also clarity in terms of the different buckets and pillars of the organization, Are there still sweet spots where you see some pillars outperforming others?
Yeah, so on the technology side, that's always where you get your massive multiples, right? So a smart investment in AI, even though there's a lot of hype around it, you know, if you can pick the 10 cents of AI as South Africa, you know, I think that's kind of the hope that people are operating under, is that, you know, Blue Label either develops this next big technology or invests in a company that becomes the next big thing that just gives us outsized return on investment. And so the diversification strategy, I think, is part of what's driven the excitement in the company, that it's not just the vouchers business, even though that's the core of the operation, that it's not just CellC, that they've got these other irons in the fire. And you know, the current business is showing some resilience, and in CellC's case, some signs of recovery. And also, once again, long way from being out of the woods. George Mendes, when I spoke to him, you know, he actually said, yeah, you know, he was actually quoted more broadly as saying the CellC's balance sheet is a crime scene, and that's something that they have to clean up. Mm-hmm. Ahead of a potential listing. But Mende is also saying that the plan here is not to, because CellC is technically insolvent at the moment. Liabilities mm-hmm. are greater than assets. But George said that's not the priority to fix at the moment, even though it is coming right. The priority to fix is becoming cash flow positive. It's getting CellC into a place where it's turning a profit, and you know, the rest will follow. And so already we're kind of starting to see that improvement filtering through. Its negative equity position has improved tremendously over the last 3 years. I think it was from like minus 4 billion equity to, you know, minus I think it was three and a bit billion last year, and now it's at, or it was minus 2 billion last year, and now it's at minus 1 billion. So it's still minus a billion, you know, in equity with how much the liabilities are outweighing assets. But you can see a definite positive trend. You know, that the business really does seem to be coming right with this new strategy that it's operating under.
You're minus a billion, but still coming right. It's been a long journey, right, Jan? And this is one that you've also been following, and even an article on your website.
Over 20 years, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And maybe let's talk about that, right? Just in context of the trend regarding this business over the last two decades, especially in comparison to key players like Vodacom and MTN, and of course, Telkom, if we have to throw them into the mix. In your view, you know, is CellC still managing to grab our attention as customers when it comes to their offering, their packages, their pricing, and just how competitive they are in the South African landscape?
Yeah, they still have a lot of work to do. They've embarked on a massive marketing exercise, and the fruits of that have yet, I think, to be measured. We'll see how that plays out. You know, CellC will say that they're not in a, because their network quality is great. We do independent network quality testing, and they've really turned their network quality around. And the way they did it is simple. They stopped rolling out network. They shut down their own network, and they now partner with Vodacom and MTN. Vodacom and MTN provide the network. They ride on top of it. And so if Vodacom and MTN's quality is good, so is theirs. That's the one aspect of it. They're now fighting for, you know, consideration. They want people to go, I'm looking for a mobile operator. You know, let me think. Vodacom, MTN, maybe Telkom. And then, you know, CellC doesn't really feature. And so they said that they're fighting for that share of the consumer mind in South Africa, for people to go, oh, and CellC. I can think about CellC as well. Mm-hmm. And so that's step one. But yeah, that's a position that they actually lost. Because even though CellC was South Africa's, you know, it was always the third network operator, you know, since it launched in 2001. There've been a couple of strategic missteps in the over 20 years that this company's existed. So, you know, famously, a former CEO, Jeffrey Hedberg, said that 3G is a fad and they're not going to, you know, buy into a fad. And it turned out that 3G in the South African context, especially, was incredibly important. You know, they had a misfortune with the launch of a media service called Black. That was also a huge sum of money wasted. And so there's been a couple of, you know, just strategic blunders that the company made, in addition to Vodacom and MTN themselves kind of squeezing CellC from the moment they launched in the country, not really allowing CellC to make a lot of profit on voice calls in the days where voice calls were the lion's share of the profit. And so it's faced an uphill battle all this way. It's never made a lick of profit in 23 odd years of operation. And so to see the company on the trajectory it is now in that context is actually quite encouraging. You know, it remains to be seen whether it can actually be a well-functioning, sustainable mobile operator. But there's also a lot riding on it. The fact is, you know, Vodacom and MTN kind of needed to succeed so that they're not seen as a duopoly, even with Telkom in the market. You know, plus Cell C has a huge MVNO play, Capitec Connect, which is one of the country's largest MVNOs right now. You know, is reliant on Cell C services. So there's a huge amount of investment in Cell C. Cell C also owes a lot of people money still that needs to be repaid. And so seeing it, you know, turned around and healthy is kind of in everybody's best interests.
Sure. Reminds me of the time when we used to have those voice calls for 99 cents, huh, on Cell C, and everyone had a prepaid SIM card in the evening to make calls.
Exactly. And it's that kind of thing that Cell C hasn't quite launched yet to get the market excited about them. So we'll see. Georgie's promised products to shake up the market and get people excited again. So that's been a couple of years in the since he started there. It's been in the promising. So now it's time for delivery.
Yep, definitely time to deliver. Jan, always a pleasure speaking to you, sir. I could talk to you for hours on end about the interesting trends we see in the telco space. So thank you again for giving us a quick overview of Cell C tonight.
My pleasure. Have a great evening.
That's the editor of My Broadband, Jan Vermeulen. Just reminded me of that famous ad. Remember? Cell C for yourself. It was a famous tagline that many of us do remember.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.